First, I want to thank your congregation for supporting my ministry. It's really a privilege to serve the Lord full time, not be distracted by too much thing except the income tax report. No, there's a lot of things going on in my life, of course, but I enjoy serving the Lord full time. And my main ministry is apologetic. But I'm involved in France in church planting. And sometimes we had a hard time, but these last 1 year, 2 years, we had very, except for the COVID, we had the tremendous things going on. We saw many young girls coming to the Lord, to our congregation. And fortunately, our sister's church, further away in another city at 20 minutes drive, they had a bunch of guys coming to the Lord. So, whew, so we will balance.
Give me some time to interrupt you.
Okay. Oh, say, okay. No, go ahead.
No, keep away. Okay. But let me interpret it for you. Okay.
I forgot you were translating.
I'm very happy to be here. 今天在高興在過去的日子主要我都是做這個的護教學的一個工作，很多時候我在一些所謂地質學的或者研究的裏面，藉此跟一些學者去分享的，也能夠在大家當中一起分享是我的喜樂的事。過去這一段時間也曾經有很多的斬斷了我們在侍奉上的機會，但是最近在我自己一間的教會 它裏面也有很多的變更，因為在裏面有很多的開始人流之間的交往，希望能夠跟大家在這裏可以更多的相交的時間。
And along with apologetic ministry, I still doing some relief work.
在我做這個護教學的工作的同時，其實也做了很多的救援的工作。
For example, I went to Poland for 2 weeks working with the Ukrainian refugee.
例如在過去我曾經去到這個波蘭的地方裏面，去接濟一些從這個烏克蘭戰亂而來到的一些難民。
So I, for weeks, I was very sad having sorrow in my life.
在過去這些日子裏面，我曾經為這個國家去傷心流淚過很多個星期。
But at the same time, you see the Lord doing things. People don't realize that Ukraine was becoming the most Christian country in Europe.
7%
of evangelical.
在當中大約有7%的人口是福音派的信徒。
It was like the South Korea of Europe.
好像這個歐洲的南韓的情況一樣。
And they start to send missionary all over Europe.
他們甚至願意差很多宣教士去到歐洲不同的國家。
And suddenly something happened, as you know, in Ukraine, and we don't know why.
就在這個時候突然間有這個打斷的情況，我們也從人的角度不清楚那個過程。
We will see in the future what's going on with this. A lot of people might pray for Ukraine. But people don't realize how many Christians in Ukraine are praying for all the nations. For the last few years, what was very good for me,
在過去的幾年，對於我嚟講係一個好有意義嘅時間。
I start to have many collaboration with scientists in my research.
我同好多嘅唔同嘅科學家有一啲嘅合作嘅機會。
And very, very famous scientists.
而且佢哋係一個好著名嘅科學家添。
So I develop good relationship for my ministry.
透過我咁嘅機會，可以同佢建立一個更友好嘅關係。
And this is very great.
實在係一個好難得嘅機會。
The Lord is bringing me to another level of research.
上帝帶我去到另一個層面嘅一個研究。
This morning, We will see a very interesting text.
在今早我會跟大家一起分享一個很有趣的一段的經文。
One of my preoccupations in my ministry is how reason and science is getting into our mind.
在我過去的這個的侍奉的一個的理念的裡面呢，其實我經常都想看看怎樣在聖經和科學之間建立一個關係。
People want to trust science.
人希望相信科學。
And after they want to trust technology.
他們甚至相信這個的科技。
They enjoy going around with the old world in their hand.
他們很享受他們能夠在他手上的一個舊的世界。
Connecting to the internet as they want.
透過互聯網將他們聯絡到一個他們自己想的地方。
And having access to all kind of nonsense conspiracy theory.
透過他們聯繫到很多即是虛假的理論和觀念。
But a lot of young people want to use their reason.
但原來很多年輕人他們卻是用他們的這個的
logic reason.
他的邏輯思維。
And unfortunately, it's affected their relationship with other people.
但是卻是因此而影響了他們跟人與人之間的關係。
Yes, God had gave us a rational mind.
沒錯，上帝是給我們一個有邏輯的思想。
But he gave us something much more too.
但是給我們的比這個東西更多。
Relationship with each other.
關係與不同人、不同事物的建構。
Which is not always made out of logic.
而很多時候不是只是憑邏輯可以建立得到的。
Wisdom is not just logic.
智慧其實多過這個的邏輯。
And it's far more than that.
實在是超出邏輯所能夠所涵蓋的地方。
When I read the scriptures,
當我再看看今天這段的經文的時候
sometimes I stop on interesting facts.
有時我會係停留喺一啲好有趣嘅一個事情。
We're going to look at something very interesting in the scriptures.
所以今日就讓我哋去睇下呢段聖經裏邊有啲咩咁特別、咁有趣嘅地方。
Chapter 26, Matthew, chapter 26.
馬太福音第26章。
Jesus told his disciple, verse 31.
耶穌喺第26章31節裏邊向佢門徒説
：You will all become deserter.Because of me this night, for it's written.
喺度咁講法，今夜你們為我嘅緣故都要跌倒。
In the Old Testament, it's written, "I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered."
因為經常記著説，我要擊打牧人，羊就分散了。
You will be in trouble with me, and you will betray me.
你同我一齊，你將會有好多嘅麻煩，而且喺呢個時候，我也可以預言你會出賣我。
Peter will say something.
跟住彼得就喺呢度咁樣即刻講。
He represent the old group.
佢代表就整個門徒呢個成組嘅人員。
And he know he's one of the verbal leader in the group.
佢都知道咧，佢一個真係好開口去代表呢個嘅整個嘅十二個門徒嘅呢個團隊。
In previous texts, we see how Peter wants to be consequent with what he sees.
在前頭我們已經看過彼得怎樣去預言他究竟他將會怎樣去做。
We all want to be consequent with what we know from God.
我們很多時候都以為我們自己基於認識上帝，我們將會怎樣去做。
He was a simple fisherman.
譬如他一個漁夫。
God called him.
上帝呼召他。
For 3 years, he saw incredible miracles.
在過去3年多，他做了很多的神蹟奇事。
He was jaw dropping.
甚至見到耶穌這些的神蹟之後，他很感到詫異。
This guy can feed the crowd of 5,000.
他見到耶穌去餵飽5,000多人。
Out of a little basket.
就是只是同一個籃的裡面。
He can walk on the sea.
耶穌又可以在海上旅行啊，行走啊。
He can calm down the worst of the storms.
他甚至可以呼停所有的風浪。
He reads He reads the minds of people.
耶稣好似睇通咗好多人嘅思想。
He can do any miracles he wants.
佢甚至可以做任何佢嘅神迹，佢只要愿意嘅。
He even put himself in troubles.
佢甚至佢将自己摆喺啲问题啦。
Peter say he's the Son of God.
耶稣讲出咗一样嘢，耶稣你系神嘅儿子。
I have to be consequent with what I see.
咁所以彼得就要去再谂下，究竟佢往后点样去联络呢一啲佢一切嘅思想认识。
He's very humans.
佢系一个好人性嘅一个人。
But the humans that have seen the power of God unheard.
但系同时佢又见到上帝嘅大能系点样彰显喎。
So what he say there is very normal.
所以嚟到呢度圣经，我哋睇见佢讲嘅嘢其实好正常噶。
Do all become deserters because of you? I will never desert you.
所以佢声称众人虽然为你嘅缘故跌倒，我却永不跌倒。
This is almost representing the humanity before the power of God.
呢个似乎完全反映到一个人喺上帝嘅能力之内佢嗰个嘅表现啊。
We have to be consequent with what you are.
我哋一定要喺呢个过程当中去尝试理解上帝你系点样嘅作为。
And come to a point, Jesus said to him.
跟住嚟到呢个耶稣就同佢咁讲啦，马上。
Truly I tell you, this very night before the cock crows, you will deny me three times. Peter said to him, even though I must die with you, I will never deny you.
所以耶稣在这里这样马上跟他说，我实在告诉你，今夜鸡叫已先，你要三次不认我。彼得却说，我就是必须和你同死，也总不能不认你。宗门徒都这样说。
And all the disciples say, of course, for the same for us, we will be consequent with what you are.
所以在这个过程当中，这些宗门徒也都甘愿讲到，我愿意跟你一起再冒险，在将来的日子有什么经历。
But as Jesus is talking to the darkness part of the world,
但其实耶稣在这个时候向着的只是这个世界最黑暗的时间所讲的说话。
Suddenly we are blocked, we are stuck there.
突然间我们就停了在这个这样的申述的。
Another point is that I guess they are consequent with what Jesus is.
我们知道当然我们将会跟耶稣有什么经历或者有什么结果的。
He's our friend, our master, our rabbi.
他是我们的老师，是我们的朋友，是我的教授。
But he doesn't need us.
他不是需要我们的吗？
He's incredible. He can feed himself if you want doing that.
他可以喂饱这么多人。
He can do the miracles he wants.
他可以做任何的神迹。
He can calm the storms.
他可以去呼风唤雨。
So if he asks me for some help, I might not be taking this too seriously.
所以如果他真的走来找我帮助，其实我其实也不需要太过关心啊。
But the first time Jesus asked them something, he needs their support.
但是在这个时候，我们看见耶稣有第一次向他们要求的帮助。
This is very strange.
这个是一件很奇怪的事。
He might have asked for a glass of water from the Samaritan lady.
他可能是说有一杯水从这个撒玛利亚女人而来的。
But that was not sent on his need. It was just to have an interaction with the Samaritan.
其实这个也不是耶稣本身的需要，他只不过希望跟这个撒玛利亚的女人有交通。
To reveal himself in a very incredible way.
去显明出他其实耶稣是一个很与别不同的人。
To bring the good news in the Samaritan town.
因为耶稣是要将这个福音带到这个撒玛利亚的这个城区里面。
For his disciples, that was crazy.
对于这些门徒来说，觉得这个真是一件匪夷所思的事。
It just starts by asking for water.
竟然在这里要求一杯水。
So we don't take too seriously when Jesus task us.
所以當耶穌要求我哋幫佢，其實我哋都唔需要太緊張啦。
But here we have something very intriguing.
但喺呢段聖經有一樣嘢更叫我哋覺得詫異嘅。
Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane.
然後耶穌同門徒就走到一個地方叫客西馬尼。
And he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray."
跟住就對呢班門徒講：你哋坐喺呢度等我去那邊禱告。
He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee.
佢跟住就帶住彼得同埋西比泰兩個兒子一齊去。
And to be grieved and agitated.
就喺個時候，佢憂愁起來，極其難過。
He told them, "I am deeply grieved."
佢呢個時候就講：我心裏甚是憂傷。
Even to death.
幾乎要死。
Remain here and stay awake with me.
你哋在這裡等候和我一同警醒。
And going a little farther.
然後耶穌又往前走。
He threw himself on the ground and prayed.
佢俯伏在地禱告啦。
My Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me.
我父啊，若可行，求你叫這杯離開我。
But let be your will done. I will obey.
然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Then he came back to his disciple.
跟住耶稣又翻返去所有门徒嘅身边。
Find them asleep.
发觉佢哋原来全部喺度瞓觉。
And say to Peter.
然后就对彼得咁讲啦。
So you could not stay awake with me 1 hour.
怎么样你们不能同我警醒片时吗？
Stay awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trials.
總要警醒禱告，免得入了迷惑。你們的心靈固然願意，肉體卻軟弱了。
The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
佢嘅靈係好想嘅，不過肉體真係好軟弱。
Again, he sent away from the second time and prayed.
然後第二次耶穌又再去禱告。
He has the same thing.
佢有同樣嘅討論。
About this cup of bitterness.
有關於呢個苦杯嘅問題。
So they went back to he went back to them.
然後禱告完之後，耶穌又翻返門徒嘅裏邊喎。
Verse 44. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words.
去到第43節嗰度講，又來見他們睡了，因為他們的眼睛困倦。耶穌又再離開佢哋，作第三次禱告。
Then he came to his disciples and said to them, "You are still sleeping and taking a rest."
然後耶穌就喺度見到門徒佢哋仍然喺度，然後跟住對佢哋講啦：現在你們仍然睡覺安歇吧，時候到了，人子被賣的在罪人手裏了。
Jesus was taking care of them. You have to pray.
耶穌喺呢個時候係要求呢班門徒為佢禱告。
And for the first time, he wanted to have prayer partner with him. He needed.
所以耶穌喺呢個時候視呢班門徒為佢哋嘅禱告伴侶啊。耶穌係需要佢哋嘅同工啊。
They failed.
但係佢哋卻做唔到。
They saw Jesus so sufficient all the time.
佢哋覺得耶穌其實可以自己充足自全啊。
But they didn't realize that it was about to separate it from his father.
但係佢哋冇想過耶穌其實喺呢刻同父神係分開。
And this is one of the best proof that Jesus was perfectly human.
所以喺呢一段嘅經文裏邊就證實咗耶穌係一個真係全人嘅人性。
Humans need each other.
佢需要彼此。
Humans need God.
而人亦都需要上帝。
We can say that Jesus need God. He was God. He was perfectly with God.
我哋可能咁講，耶穌係好完美嘅一位神，佢本身就係神啊。
For the first time, he was abandoned to his humanity.
好似第一次佢嚟到真係放棄咗個人性。
As the humans separate from God.
好似人同上帝分開一樣。
What God can say to him?
但耶穌上帝點對耶穌講？
You're my son.
你係我嘅兒子。
You have to be identified to sinners.
你一定要同罪人好似同一樣。
You will have to be separate from me.
你一定要同我作出分離。
You will ask help and support from your disciple, from your friends.
你其實係需要同你嘅門徒同朋友需要佢哋嘅同心協助。
And you won't get it.
但係你卻係得唔到。
Because this is part of your suffering.
因為呢個其實係你嘅受苦其中一部分。
To go along to the cross.
自己一個人獨自上到十字架上。
It's like taking a sheep.
就好似帶住一
As a sacrifice,
一隻羊去到作出奉獻。
And the sheep is bound to the shepherd.
嗰只羊被呢個嘅牧羊人所捆綁。
And the shepherd say to the other people, take the sheep away from me.
然後呢個牧羊人就對其他嘅呢啲嘅人講：你將呢只羊帶走佢啦。
And the sheep is moving to the field where there is a knife and fire ready to sacrifice him.
然後跟住呢只羊就被帶走之後，就有刀同埋火預備去將佢獻祭。
And the sheep is looking back to his master, his shepherd.
然後當呢只羊回頭向佢嘅牧人去望嘅時候
，And the shepherd look at the sheep and says, "This is what you have to suffer."
然後個牧羊人的眼神就傳遞一個訊息俾佢知道，呢個就係你要去付上作犧牲嘅一個過程。
When in humanity, in Old Testament and other culture, when we do a sacrifice to an animal that want to live。
好多時候佢哋要獻祭嘅時候，佢哋就要喺佢哋所居所嘅地方去揾一啲嘢去獻上。
But we tell the sacrifice, the animals, you have to die for us.
但係我哋卻要向呢只嘅為我哋獻上嘅祭牲而同佢講，你要為我哋而犧牲。
Jesus is alive, and he want at that point he want to live. It's normal.
耶穌喺呢刻仍然係有生命嘅，佢願意希望繼續嘅去活下去係好正常嘅一件事。
But he has to be sacrificed.
但係佢係知道自己需要去被獻上。
I realized something very interesting.
我覺得喺呢段聖經有啲嘢係好有趣嘅。
If we take all the living creature on earth,
如果我哋去睇下所有喺呢個地上活著嘅活物
，since thousands of years,
喺過去幾千年嘅日子嘅裏邊
，they have Vital energy in it.
Sorry?
Vital energy. There's a life energy in any creature.
Oh, 他們有他們的活力。
In plants.
植物也是。
Insect, animals.
所有的動物啊，所有昆蟲啊，都有他們的生命。
And humans.
包括人類添。
It's like that for thousands of years.
在過去好像幾千年都是一樣。
There's a power to recreate.
我哋有一個生命能力，可以不斷重新再生產
，to reproduce，
去不斷嘅再延續生產。
If you can take all these energy together，
如果我哋將呢啲所有嘅佢哋嘅能力擺埋一齊
，it's never powerful like the living Jesus。
但係總加起上嚟都與耶穌基督嘅生命係。不足比較。
The creation was created by the verb, by Jesus, by the word of God.
呢個嘅創造整個係透過上帝嘅説話而去創造出嚟。
Now he's there as a human.
喺呢度而家有人類啦。
He doesn't want to die, he wants to live.
佢唔想死，佢想繼續生存。
But he made this sacrifice.
所以，但係佢需要做呢個嘅犧牲。
And with this resurrection, he can recreate.The new creations.
而透過佢嘅復活，就可以將呢個嘅創造重新去活起上嚟。
We don't realize the power in this man.
我哋有時真係未能夠完全明白耶穌佢嘅大能大力。
The destiny of the new creation in his hand.
甚至我哋唔知道我哋呢個創造嘅命運究竟係點樣樣。
And then you will have to know what is to be a human separated from God.
所以，但係耶穌就卻係需要透過佢呢個嘅與人啊嘅緣故與上帝分離。
He could then rationalize.
佢可以更加理性。
Say, okay, you want to crucify me? Go ahead. Oh, it's painful. Those nails, but doesn't matter. I will resurrect.
耶穌可能咁樣諗啊，殺死我咯，將我去釘死喺十字架上邊，使到我犧牲咯，反正我都會復活噶啦。
And after I can punish, after I resurrect, I can punish anyone that were against me.
所以當我被咁樣嘅懲罰過後，我復活咗啊，我可以再將呢啲懲罰報翻喺你身上邊。
So here the Son of God is not playing with rational.
耶穌佢喺呢度冇俾我哋睇見佢有呢種咁嘅即係理性思維喎。
He lived with us among us.
佢卻係活喺人嘅羣嘅當中，喺我哋裏邊。
You bring your small daughter or son to the hospital. He needs a surgery.
好似帶一個你嘅兒子同你個女去到醫院做一個手術。
You will have a surgery. That will be good for you because in 2 weeks' time you will work out, you will walk, you will run outside very healthy.
可能喺呢個手術過後兩個星期，你就可能好。再次健康起上嚟就去到處行走啦。
You bring him to the hospital and he's sterilized.
可能你最初去到呢個嘅醫院嘅時候，你只係
sterilized
啊，好驚啊
！He cried.
啊，你甚至哭泣。
You can rationalize the old thing.
你可能喺呢個時候你就去。
You can be there, cry. And in 2 weeks' time, you will be out playing outside. After the surgery, I know this type of surgery. It's okay.
所以你會唔會話，哎呀，咁啊，冇問題啦。反正我兩個禮拜後好翻啊，我都會出到去好開心咁生活啦。哎，小問題啊，呢啲手術。
Good parents don't behave like that.
好嘅父母唔會咁樣同嗰啲仔女講。
You suffer with the child.
你會同個仔女一齊喺呢個時候經歷呢個苦痛。
You walk alone with him, and you're hurt because he's hurt, he's in pain.
你會同佢一齊同伴，因為你會陪住佢一齊痛心。
You don't put yourself out of time and rationalize.
你唔會將自己騰空喺其他時間空間去思想，然後將佢好理性化。
God can do this with us.
上帝可以咁樣做，對於我哋嚟計。
I know you will live eternal life after. I see the future.
可能我哋會知啊，冇錯，我哋可以有呢個永恆嘅生命。我知喺將來會咁樣嘅。
Yeah, you can complain and that's okay.
你可以喺度做投訴，不過冇問題嘅。
You can be a martyr for your faith. That will be okay.
有信心，有信心，乜嘢都冇問題。
No, God doesn't do that.
但係上帝佢唔係咁樣。
He can be out of time.
佢可以喺時間以外。
But part of his personality is the Holy Spirit.
但係佢有另一個屬性，就係透過聖靈嘅存在。
And we name the Holy Spirit the Counselor.
我哋會認定佢係一個叫做安慰師。
And to be a counselor, you have to be with the person.
而一個作為安慰嘅人，佢就一定要與人同埋一齊。
You have to suffer.
陪住佢一齊經歷呢啲嘅苦痛。
Like a parent going to the hospital with the daughter or the son.
好似一個父母陪住佢個仔或者女喺醫院一齊嘅經歷呢一個嘅手術嘅過程。
The Holy Spirit is part of God with our time with us.
聖靈對於我哋嚟計，其實就係上帝陪住我哋喺今天嘅日子嘅過程。
Yeah, we can be rational.
冇錯，我哋可以好理性咁樣將佢分析。
But for God, we're more than that.
但係對於上帝嚟講，佢知道，仲有更多嘅層面需要去處理。
Now to finish, we will look at something interesting.
So, 讓我哋完結嘅時候，我哋再睇多一啲。
Peter will deny Jesus. We won't read the old text.
我哋睇到知道彼得後來真係去否認耶穌。
Peter was a typical.Peter represent humankind.
彼得可以成為你同我人類嘅代表。
He come up with his own solution in the Garden of Gethsemane.
佢喺呢個時候喺客西馬利園嘅想法，佢有自己嗰個嘅解決方案。
Oh, he took out his sword.
啊，佢於是乎拎出一把劍出嚟。
And at the other end, he denied Christ.
而且最後尾佢甚至去否認耶穌添。
So Christ had suffered physically.
耶穌喺呢個時候喺身體上邊嘅傷害。
Spiritually by being cut off from his father.
在靈性上面與父神分離。
He had suffered psychologically, morally.
他甚至在道德上面，在這個的思維上面都是受到很大的傷害。
Betrayed by his disciple and Peter.
被他的門徒出賣。
It's like Peter coming with a knife and adding something worse to his to Jesus.
好像彼得拿把刀來插回耶穌一刀添。
So Jesus had to endure this above all.
耶穌經歷過所有呢啲咁嘅傷害。
We like to see the salvation as a pit of fire.
我哋亦都可以將呢個救恩睇為好似一個坑裏邊嘅火。
And heaven and the presence of God is the other side of the pit.
好似而耶穌上帝就喺呢個嘅火坑嘅另一邊。
And there's a bridge, it's a cross. That's the work of Christ.
在之間其實就是一道橋，而這道橋就藉著耶穌的建造。
Only Christ can build this bridge.
只有耶穌才可以建造一道這樣的橋，跨越這個火坑。
And then you see Peter there, oh, I will help Jesus to build this bridge.
但是我們在這裡好像彼得很厲害地說，哎，耶穌等我幫你建造這道橋吧。
Humanity have good intentions for God.
人很多時候對上帝好像有一個很正確的動機。
And he come along the side of this pit.
但是當他去到這個火坑的邊緣的時候。
And ready to put his foot in the front to try to do something.
當他想踏出去這個火坑的時候做一些事。
And all the men and women of God that understood.
所有的上帝的男女都會明白一件事。
All the witness of the Old Testament.
原來在舊約的所有的見證人當中。
It can be Noah, Abraham.
有挪亞，有亞伯拉罕。
David.
大衛。
Amos.
阿摩斯。
Amos. All the people coming to the pit.If they understood clearly,
當他們去到這個邊緣的時候，他們其實如果真的清醒的話呢，
then they can put their hands on the shoulder of Peter.
他們會拉住彼得那個的膊頭。
Don't do a fool of yourself.
你不要作出這些愚蠢的行為啦。
No one can go there.
沒人能夠跨越這個火坑的。
None of us can go there.
沒人你都能夠去到的。
You just stand here like we do.
你和我只不過可以站在這個邊緣的裏面。
And we look at the Messiah, what he will do for us.
我們只能夠去留心看看彌賽亞為我們能做的什麼事。
That part is important. Look at what he's doing for you.
最重要的其實就是正正我們有沒有留心看著耶穌為我們能做的事。
Don't try to add anything.
不要嘗試自己去加鹽加醋或者加一些東西。
You will get into troubles.
因為當你加嘢落去嘅時候，你就會造成更多嘅麻煩。
And Peter got into troubles.
結果我哋睇見彼得就做咗一個更複雜麻煩嘅情況。
But after this, he understood something very incredible.
但係亦都因為呢一件事，佢開始明白到一件更加值得欣賞嘅事。
What Jesus is doing for him.
耶穌能做啲乜嘢喺佢身上邊啊
？Part of our life is to look at what God is doing for us。
原來我哋人生正正重要嘅就係睇下上帝能夠為我哋所做嘅係啲咩事。
So humans cannot do this。
人其實根本係做唔到好多上帝做到嘅事。
We can add nothing. We're there to look。
而且我哋嘗試加添嘅時候，反而是做出一個更多的麻煩。
This is what the prophets will tell us.
而這一件事也在舊約聖經裡面先知道我們所說的說話。
You look at the work of God.
我們看看上帝的說話。
At the plan of God.
看看上帝的工作和上帝的計劃。
But the main point is what Jesus had done at the cross.
但原來所有這些東西都指向於最終耶穌為我們所做的是什麼東西。
Amen.
感謝主。